California judge overturns Prop 22 on gig workers, defying 58% of voters. By Joel B. Polak on August 21, 2021. A California judge Friday overturned Proposition 22, a 2020 ballot initiative that freed workers in the gig economy to continue to operate as independent contractors, rather than forcing them to be classified as employees under Ad 5 of 2019. The Wall Street Journal noted, Superior Court Judge Frank Roche said in Friday's ruling that Proposition 22 limits the state legislature's authority and its ability to pass future legislation, which is unconstitutional. Unions were delighted, according to the Los Angeles Times, while ride-sharing companies vowed to appeal the ruling. They tried to boost their profits by undermining democracy and the state constitution, said Bob Schuniver, president of SEIU California State Council, in applauding the ruling. For 2 years, drivers have been saying that democracy cannot be bought. And today's decision shows they were right. Jeff Vetter, a spokesman for the Protect App-based Drivers and Services Coalition, formed by the companies to lead the pro-Proposition 22 campaign last year, called the decision outrageous and an affront to the overwhelming majority of California voters who passed Prop 22. Prop 22 passed with 58% of the vote. It was one of several ballot initiatives on which the left lost in California. Advocates for Ad 5, and opponents of Prop 22, said that ride-sharing companies exploited workers and prevented them from unionizing. Opponents of Ad 5, and advocates of Prop 22, said that the new legislation limited workers' freedom and led to layoffs at several companies. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.